President Joe Biden has renewed his call for an all-out effort to treat and cure cancer. In a speech at the Kennedy Library in Boston, Biden likened the fight against cancer to President John Kennedy's commitment to space exploration 60 years ago. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now with more on the president's visit. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rupa.
President Biden's first stop in Boston yesterday was actually at Logan Airport, not far from where Air Force One touched down. What was his focus there?
Terminal E over at Logan is currently undergoing some major renovations, so it made a perfect backdrop for the president to promote his infrastructure package, which provides $50 million for improvements at the airport. The president said it's the largest grant for an airline terminal in the country and one of the largest federal investments in airports ever.
This project is going to create 5,900 jobs, union jobs, where people make a decent salary. It'll go to expanding capacity by adding more gates, baggage claims, ticket counters. It's going to increase accessibility by adding ramps, rails, elevators, wheelchair-accessible shuttles and buses. A new HVA system, electric-powered gates, are going to make it more energy efficient. Less idling time for planes will mean fewer emissions. We're creating a modern terminal worthy of America's city on the hill.
Now, the president noted that not one of the top 25 rated airports in the world is located here in the United States, but he vowed that will change with these investments.
So from Logan, he headed over to the John F. Kennedy Library and Museum. There's some obvious significance to that spot, but particularly yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was 60 years ago yesterday that President Kennedy delivered one of his most famous addresses at Rice University in Texas, where he promised to land a man on the moon and return him home safely before the end of the 1960s. That promise was fulfilled, even though Kennedy didn't live to see it. Now President Biden is making a similar pledge to cut the cancer death rate in half over the next 25 years. He signed an executive order yesterday directing the federal government to ensure biotechnologies invented in the United States of America are made here. He said the ingenuity that got a man on the moon can be put to work to cure cancer.
Imagine the possibilities. Vaccines that could prevent cancer, like there is for HPV. Imagine molecular zip codes that could deliver drugs and gene therapy precisely to the right tissues. Imagine simple blood tests during an annual physical that could detect cancer early, where the chances of a cure are best. Imagine getting a simple shot instead of a grueling chemo, or getting a pill from a local pharmacy instead of invasive treatments and long hospital stays.
All of that sounds amazing, but how is the president planning to get it done?
Well, a few months ago, he established the Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, or ARPA-H, to improve the government's ability to speed biomedical and health research. Several cities, including Boston, are vying to become the headquarters for this agency.
Okay, so did you get a sense of the reaction to the president's speech in the room?
Yeah, the speech got high marks from many in the room. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu said Boston has been a hub of intellectual capital and talent for hundreds of years, and today is a powerhouse internationally in life sciences and healthcare.
This is an opportunity that our city will lead on, and we're so excited that he chose to announce this here. I think that holds special significance, and we'll be working hard towards trying to put our bid in to host this new ARPA-H facility as well.
That sentiment was echoed by former State Senator Joe Boncory, who is now the CEO of the Massachusetts Biotechnology Council.
18 of the top 20 biopharma companies here in the Commonwealth have a footprint here, and oncology is one of the biggest areas of study they're looking into, getting therapeutics, getting vaccines, and other treatments in the pipeline.
Boncory says he agrees with the president that the initiative transcends politics, that cancer affects everyone, Democrats and Republicans alike.
Yes, of course. WBUR's Steve Brown, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Rupa.